Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me on the Word Podcast. We're in 2 Samuel, the 3rd chapter, in the life of David. In the previous episode, we saw where Abner had come to David and was seeking to basically hand over the rest of the kingdom to David. Abner had gone and visited people, leadership of Israel, leadership of Benjamin, and he had told them, hey, you've been wanting David as king. You know that God has anointed him to be king. Let's do this. So Abner comes and meets with David, and they have a big feast and everything. And Abner leaves in peace. And Abner had actually said, well, let me just go back here, verse 21. And Abner said to David, let me arise and go and gather all Israel to my lord the king, that they may make a covenant with you, and that you may be king over all that your soul desires. So David sent Abner away, and he went in peace. So Abner actually calls him king. He declares, my lord, the king, let me go. Let me do this. Let me take care of this. And David gave his blessing to it. So Abner leaves. Verse 22. And behold, the servants of David and Joab came from a raid and brought much spoil with them. But Abner was not with David in Hebron, for he had sent him away, and he had gone in peace. So they missed each other. Joab comes back after doing what they did, going and defeating the enemies, bringing forth much spoil. Verse 23, when Joab and all the army that was with him arrived, so you notice here in verse 22, it said the servants of David and Joab, here they're called the army. So that helps us with definitions of who we're talking about here. So when Joab and all the army that was with him arrived, they told Joab, saying, Abner, the son of Ner, came to the king, and he has sent him away, and he's gone in peace. So they tell him, hey, you know, while you were gone doing all this, Abner came, he met with the king, and the king sent him away, and he went away with peace. In other words, the king didn't lop his head off or anything. Verse 24, then Joab came to the king and said, what have you done? Behold, Abner came to you. Why then have you sent him away, and he's already gone? And so you see, Joab's pretty forthright with his relative here, you know? Yeah, he's pretty forthright with him. Verse 25. You know, he continues here, you know Abner, the son of Ner, that he came to deceive you and to learn of your going out and coming in and to find out all that you are doing. So Joab's having a fit here. He says, don't you realize that Abner has come in just to spy you out? Don't you realize you're being played by this? Don't you realize he wants to find out what you're doing? Why are you trusting him? Why did you leave him in peace? And you know, this really does, it's a very vivid picture for us of that thing that we struggle with all the time. You want to be as wise as serpents, right? And innocent as a dove. You don't want to have advantage taken of you. But you also don't want to live life in such a way to which you're always questioning, doubting everybody. And the bottom line is, Lord, we need your discernment. There's actually a spiritual giftedness of that, right? A spiritual empowerment of that, of discerning of spirits, of words of wisdom, of words of knowledge, knowing what to do, knowing when to do it, knowing how to do it. And not everybody has all that, but as the body of Christ, we have that. That's why we need one another. So when Joab came out from David, verse 26, he sent messengers after Abner, and they brought him back from the well of Sirah. But David did not know it. So Abner was still on his way out. And Joab finds out about this. He sort of blows up here to David. And then he comes out and he sends messengers to fetch Abner. Well, Abner turns around and comes back. But David didn't know that Joab did this. So when Abner returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside into the middle of the gate to speak with him privately. So he just takes him aside, you know, like you would take somebody to the side of a doorway right there. Say, come here, let me talk to you about something. He took him there privately, and there he struck him in the belly so that he died on account of the blood of Asahel, his brother. Remember, Abner had killed Asahel, Joab's brother. He didn't want to, I don't think. He kept telling him, no, don't chase me, don't chase me. Take this other guy. Go get him. Don't do this. And then he actually said, I don't want your brothers to be upset with me when I kill you. Yeah. Well, now Joab has killed Abner. And this is the reason you pay attention to Joab as we're going all the way through. And I mentioned a couple episodes back how it ends for him. And I think it's good to know this even before we get there. One of the last things that David said on his deathbed was he told Solomon, execute Joab. Take him out. Yeah. Yeah. That's intense. Yeah. So, where was I here? Verse 28. Afterwards, when David heard it, he said, I and my kingdom are innocent before the Lord forever of the blood of Abner, the son of Ner. May it fall on the head of Joab and all his father's house. And may there not fail from the house of Joab one who has a discharge, one who is a leper, or who takes hold of a distaff, or who falls by the sword, or who lacks bread. Wow, what does all that mean? David's saying this. He said, I am innocent of this. I did not instruct this. I didn't command this. He did this of his own volition. He said, he and his kingdom. He said, me and my people, we're innocent before the Lord forever of the blood of Abner. You're not going to be able to bring this back up, because we are innocent and the Lord has declared us to be innocent. The guilt falls on the head of Joab, and it's a guilt to such a degree, that it falls on him and on his father's house. And then David proclaims, dare I say prophesy, because when you speak forth these things, I tell you what, folks, when you speak forth the word, you're either going to speak forth words of blessing or something else. Okay, that's the bottom line, words of blessing or something else. So he says, may there not fail from the house of Job. So he delineates these problems. One who has a discharge. In other words, they have a bodily function problem. Okay, there's something wrong, something not functioning correctly within their body. And he said, it's literally a flow. So with a woman, it may be a flow that does not stop. With a man, it may manifest itself in other ways, but it's probably oriented toward women. Or who is a leper. He's declaring, may there be leprosy upon the family. You know, may there be this type of sickness. Or who takes hold of a distaff. A distaff? Yeah, it's like a spindle, like a stick, okay? The idea being that it's a walking stick, someone who walks around maimed in some way. In other words, they'll have to have a stick to walk with. Or who falls by the sword. One who will be defeated in battle. They won't be victorious in battle. Or who lacks bread. So he literally spoke poverty over them, famine over them, maimness over them, leprosy over them, sickness over them. May it not fail from the house of Job to be people like this. Verse 30, we'll wrap it up for today. So Joab and Abishai, his brother, killed Abner. Notice Abishai was involved with this too, we find out right here. Because he had put their brother Asahel to death in the battle at Gibeon. Yes, he had put him to death. Yes, I don't think he wanted to, because they kept saying, don't do this, don't do this. He knew that he was far more gifted in battle than Asahel was, and it would not end well for him. It didn't. And they literally killed Abner for that. It would impact the kingdom from that day forward. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time, and I'll see you next episode. Goodbye.